Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Hello there, everybody. Well, how's everybody doing? Hope y'all doing all right. Well, I'm coming out here tonight to make y'all on tape. It's getting to be a regular thing, making tape, y'all, but I enjoy doing it, and I'm in pretty good mood tonight. I reckon I'm just about as happy as I've been since I've been over here in Nam. First off, I tell y'all I got a sweet letter from y'all today, Mama and Daddy. I got 2 sweet letters from Linda, and actually that cheered me up. Everything's going pretty smooth. Everything's A-OK, you know, cool and precision. And I just didn't have nothing else to do tonight. This Saturday night, July the 22nd, and I had a new tape in there. So I thought, well, I'll sit down and make my mom and dad a tape. So. Everybody over here is doing pretty good. It's been pretty quiet the last few days. We've been under restrictions for under this gray alert, whatever it is. I don't know, some penny anything. Some of the games, you know, but everything's really doing pretty good, I reckon. I got Linda's doing pretty good, and she's fixing to move over to her uncle and aunt, I think. Like I said, I got 2 real sweet letters from her today, and it really cheered me up. Mom, Dad, y'all said y'all hadn't been getting my mail. Well, she hadn't either. I've been writing. The mail must just be messed up somewhere along the line. Yeah, I got a lot of things. And if it is, well, I feel sure y'all be getting mail before long. Linda said she hadn't had a letter from me in 4 or 5 days. And so I've been writing her pretty near every day, so the mail just messed up somewhere, and I went for about 4 days and got a letter from her. But anyway, I hear they're having some kind of a strike, mail strike or transit strike or something back in the States. I guess that's probably got a whole lot to do with it. Anyhow, y'all probably got all my letters for now, and don't want y'all think that I ain't been writing because I have, and been sending y'all pictures along, first one thing another, and even if I don't get to write y'all as much as you'd like me to, I don't want y'all to think I ain't thinking about you, because I am. I'm thinking about you every day it goes by. I'm getting shorter every day. Ain't going to be long now. Well, it'd be a long time, but I tell myself it ain't going to be long. I'd be jumping on that Freedom Bird, heading back to the sea, waving all these old boys over here by. Linda's going to meet me in Hawaii in November. I guess we'll be there about November the 1st. She's got her, you know, at first she had her week approved for the last September, but we messed around, first one thing or another.
Hello, man. How's it going?
Just one of my buddies walked by. And first one thing or another, and we've worked it out now to where we're going to meet there in November, and I'm naturally really looking forward to it. I can't hardly wait till the time gets here. The other day I figured up if we was there in November, it would be 106 days. That must have been about 6 days ago. I guess it's probably about 101 days now. There you go again.
Ain't no light in the shower tonight.
Well, there's an old buddy of mine went by, and he's going down to the shower to take a shower, and he don't have no light down there in the shower tonight. He come back by, so it's old Freddie Ward. He's up washing D.C. way while he's out here with his old flashlight, standing here with a towel wrapped around him, heading for the shower. I'm going to let him say a word or two.
Here, Ward. How are y'all doing? I know really y'all don't know me, but I'm a good friend of Dave's and everything. All I can say is just a little hot over here, weather-wise, that's all. Just waiting for that day for all of us to leave and go back. So I'm going to get back to him now.
Well, I just wanted my old buddy. Like I said, he's going out showering. Boy, we think we're just about living in seventh heaven over here now. The other day, we rigged up a hot water heater down there shower. It's not really hot water. We welded some tanks together and we built some burners in it, and as the water runs through it, well, it just breaks the chill on the water, you know. I mean, even cold water feels good in this hot weather, but not everybody likes to get in there and fall in under a real cold shower, you know. But anyway, as he walked by, I wanted to say a word or two. Y'all know how I am about letting the boys say a word or two over here. And they all get a kick out of it, just like I told you, and all the rest of the tape. I figured old Tommy would be headed back over this way in a little bit. He told me if I made the tape tonight, well, he wanted to say a word or two. And so, I don't know, I think he went over to talk to some of the boys in one of the other tents or something, but I feel sure he'll be back this way in a minute. He got a letter from his mother and dad today, and they hadn't been hearing much from him either. So I feel sure the mail was messed up down the line, and I hope y'all got the letters and all the pictures I've sent y'all, but now I feel sure you have. Sometimes I'll get a letter, and maybe one day I'll get one that's postmarked the 19th, and a couple of days later I might get one postmarked the 15th or something like that. But it's just the mail service. I guess they just have a rough time getting it to us sometimes, you know. Well, I see Tommy headed back over this way now, so I know he's going to be, look, he's wading through the mud and hollering and raising Cain. I know he's going to say a word or two, so before I say any more, well, I'm going to let Tommy say hi. Well, here's Tommy now. He's over here, and I'm going to let him say hi to y'all. He's standing right here by me now. I'm sitting out here in front of the tent on a bunch of old sandbags. The old sandbags y'all seen in the pictures, you know. And so I'll let him say something. There's Sergeant Gerald. Sergeant Gerald just walked up looking for somebody. He'll probably have me and Tommy standing attention here in a minute. No, he's a good sergeant. Well, I'll let Tommy say something now.
Hello, man.
How's everything going? Tell Bill I said hello. I finally waded through all that mud and everything, got over here to Gene. He's sitting there making his tape and everything. I hadn't made a tape for Mom and Dad yet. I'm going to try to tonight or tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get it done tonight or not. It's not really late, but it's kind of past our bedtime. We kind of go to bed early over here once in a while, because we have to get up early and go to work next morning.
It's now 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock, but you know, us old men like we are, we kind of go to bed about 9:30 or 10, which that is unusual to you all, I know, because when we was home, we never did make it till, you know, wee hours of the morning. I don't know if Gene's going to like what I said there or not. He kind of got a smile on his face, but I know how it feel. And you know me, I'm always point blank, you know, I say what I think. But I want to say one thing to Bill now. Bill, I don't know if you ever got your job or not. I don't know if you ever talked to my old man or not, or my mama. But even if you don't go to work for him or anything like that, I would like to see you and Gene's mama get together and go over and talk to him every once in a while and get together. Because if you all get as close as me and Gene are, you got a pretty close relationship. And I don't know, me and Gene, we kind of feel like brothers, really. I think he feels the same way. I'm not for sure, but I think he'd tell you the same thing.
I'll tell you right now.
And the only thing I can say is I hope y'all have good luck, and I hope we have good luck when we can get back home to all the ones we love, especially our moms and dads. And I'll sign off tonight and let Gene talk to you a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
gonna make a tape of shit, boy.
Well, that's Tommy. And he said his word or two. And I don't know, everybody around here tonight's... I don't know, tonight's just a different night or something. I don't know what it is. Well, everything been pretty quiet for a while. I guess y'all heard the statement that Ho Chi Minh made, what he's gonna do by the 20th. And it, you know, it kind of dwells on a GI's mind, but everything's okay now, just like I told y'all, so I don't want y'all worrying about a thing. And Mama, I want to make this especially to you. I noticed in a couple of your letters the last few days, the last couple of weeks, well, you told me you was depressed and worried about me and first one thing or another. Well, Mom, I don't want you worrying about me. I'm okay. I know you can't keep from it, but, I'm coming on back home, and I'm gonna be there safe and sound. So, just, I mean, I kind of got it like back in the States. The only thing is I'm, 13,000 miles from home, the ones I love. And actually, I got Tommy and Larry here by me. They sort of like brothers to me, but, you know, I mean, we got it pretty good. We're a lot luckier than some of the guys are. We don't have to wade the jungles every night and all that kind of mess. I mean, any part of it's rough, you know that. I mean, I'm not going to try to hide it. But I just don't want you worrying about me, and I want you to know that I've got too much to come home for it to be any other way, and I will be back. I sent Tommy up to the tent up there to get Larry. Y'all asked me about Larry and one of the other tapes, and he wasn't on it, and so I want him to say a word or two. Say, by the way, I want to tell you something. I told you we got our shower rigged up before we got the chill off of water. We're really thankful for something now. The other day, they issued us sheets for old army cots. We've been here nearly 3 months now, and we finally got sheets. And it's not like a sheet back home under a refrigerated air conditioner or something, but anyway, it's a lot better sleeping than we did have. Well, I see Tommy and Larry come back down this way now, and I'm gonna cut this short because I know Larry's gonna have a word or two to say, and after he gets through and everything, well, I'll finish it all up. Well, y'all, here's Larry now. He's gonna say a word or two, so I'm gonna hand it to him.
Hello there, how are y'all? I'm telling you, we really think we're something around here now. We got warm water and sheets. Sheets, we're doing okay. I just wanted to tell Mr. Wise not to worry about the machine gun, because I'm going to keep it oiled up and clean, because, like he said, you know, never can tell when a hog will run across the road and we can get us a little hog meat to put on the fire. We out here, we barbecue every once in a while. We've got us a kind of a homemade deal rigged up here, barbecue on. And the tent I sleep in, we all pitched in and got a refrigerator the other day. It's real nice. It keeps all the meat nice and cold. And, of course, we really think that we're something smart now. I think we're about the only battalion with a refrigerator in the tent. So we kind of rib everybody else, because we're up in the world and they're not quite as well off as we are. But I just wanted to get on here and tell y'all hi.
A colored television. That's what I'm going to do. This shows you ain't so smart.
That was your old number one son, Malvin off. I just want to get on here and say hi to you folks and tell you everything was all right. And we'll be home before too long. And And don't be worrying about us because everything is okay. Say hi to everybody and we'll see y'all for too long. I'll give it back to Gene now. I've mouthed off long enough. Bye-bye.
You're getting more bags for a long time.
Mom, there, that's old Larry. You know old Larry. It looks like his tape's getting pretty short. I can't see too good out here tonight. It's dark. But I'm going to just make this side tonight. Tomorrow night or sometime, I'll make the other side. But Tommy wants to start a tape to his mother and dad. So I'm just going to make this side. And tomorrow I'll make the other side. And well, y'all kind of seen what we do on Saturday night over here. We sit around on Saturday night and think about how everything is back in the States, but all in all, we feel like we curse this place and we gripe, we raise Cain, first one thing and another, but really and truly, if it really comes down to it, well, I guess we're proud to say that we're here and that we've had the opportunity to stand up for y'all and our country the way that we're doing now. So if this tape runs off while I'm talking, well, like I always say, well, you know that I'm closing it with my love to all of you, and I'll finish the other side tomorrow. Tommy and Larry are sitting over there now having some kind of personal session. I guess they're talking about me or something. If they are, I'll put a knot on both their heads. But no, I wouldn't really do that. But anyway, we think about y'all every night and every day goes by. So y'all just keep the letters coming, keep the tapes coming. We really enjoy it. And just remember that come April the 10th, well, of 68, we'll be jumping on the Freedom Bird heading back to the States. Sure, we'll be glad when that time gets here. Tell everybody home, Mom, Dad, I said hi. And it really means a lot when I hear the voices from back home. It really cheers me up. You know, it ups my morale, and every little thing that'll up a man's morale over here, well, it's a lot of good, really. So, okay, Larry just left. He said, tell y'all bye. Hold on just a second. Let's talk to him a minute before we go. Well, Larry headed on up towards his tent, and I guess he'll go up there and go to bed now. And I'm fixing to cut this off. I'm sure it'll run off in just a minute, and Tommy won't say something to his mother and dad. This will be the first one he sent to them.
What about
and
adios, amigos.
Tommy said, tell y'all, adios, amigos. And so as a close off, just like I said a minute ago, all my love to all of y'all. Brother and sis, y'all sitting there, well, I don't want y'all to think I didn't forgot y'all on this, but because I have, I'm thankful to y'all, you know that. I hope y'all enjoyed the tape I sent to you. I hope all of you did. And Tom said be sure and call his mom and dad. And I hope y'all do. I'd like for y'all to call each other and visit each other. Say hi to each other. First one thing, another, you can discuss what's going on over here.